Chapter 11. After the Party. It was midnight, but Professor Higgins and Colonel Pickering were wide awake. They had just returned from a very busy day. First, they had attended the ambassador's party, then a dinner party, and then the opera. They had taken Eliza to the very best places and introduced her to the very best people, and it had been a huge success. Eliza was dressed like a princess, in a stunning evening dress and opera cloak, with diamonds sparkling on her ears and round her neck. She looked tired and pale, but the two men were too busy talking about their achievement to notice her.
Oh, Lord, what an evening.
Said Higgins, yawning and looking around for his slippers.
Well, I feel a bit tired. It's been a long day.
But you've won your bet, Higgins,
said Pickering, stretching himself.
Thank God it's over. The thing was interesting at first, but then I got incredibly bored.
Anyhow, it was a great success,
said Pickering.
I was even frightened once or twice because Eliza was doing it so well. Better than the real upper-class people.
What silly people. At last I can go to bed without dreading tomorrow,
said Higgins, rising.
I think I shall turn in too.
At that, the two men left the room and went upstairs to bed, leaving Eliza staring furiously into the flames of the fire. When she was sure they could not hear her, she burst into tears. Suddenly, Higgins appeared in the doorway.
What on earth have I done with my slippers?
He murmured to himself. The slippers were on the floor by the fire. Eliza picked them up and threw them at the professor.
What?
Cried Higgins in surprise.
What's the matter? Is there something wrong?
Oh, no!
Cried Eliza.
There's nothing wrong with you. I've won your bet for you, and you're just fine. But what about me? What's going to happen to me now?
You won my bet? You? I won it,
yelled Higgins.
Why did you throw those slippers at me? How on earth do I know what is going to happen to you?
Oh, you don't care. I'm nothing to you. You care more about them slippers,
screamed Eliza angrily, threatening him with her nails.
How dare you? And it's those slippers,
said Higgins sternly.
What difference does it make now?
Asked Eliza sadly.
Just one thing. Do my clothes belong to me? I don't want to be accused of stealing.
Stealing?
Cried Higgins.
You shouldn't have said that. It shows lack of sensitivity. Take anything you want except the jewels. They're hired. Are you satisfied?
This is not hired. It's the one you bought me. But I don't want it,
said Eliza, taking off a ring. Higgins dashed it into the fireplace and turned on Eliza so furiously that she crouched with fear.
You have made me lose my temper, Eliza, which is something that rarely happens to me. I wish to talk no more tonight. I am going to bed,
said Higgins, trying to look dignified.
You'd better leave a note for Mrs. Pierce about the coffee in the morning,
said Eliza decisively, and went upstairs to pack her things.